It's got Linda Helena now, our gardening expert. Hi, Linda.
Hi. You could actually grow your own yellow split peas. They're quite easy to grow.
Oh, come on, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. And the good thing about them is that often when you grow your own peas at home, if you're growing them in the pods, you leave them in for too long and then they get a bit dry and flowery tasting. So if you just leave them completely on the vine until they're fully dry, you've got yourself split peas, and there's a couple of different varieties that are available for yellow ones.
Have you worked out your cooking for the weekend? I've got a lamb shoulder that I need to do something.
Oh,
with,
I tell you, I am utterly sick of home cooking.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been chained back to the kitchen like I'm in the 1950s, but I've been buying all this meat in bulk, and so our chest freezer is completely full, so I can have pretty much any protein you'd like, which is good.
Yeah. You might want to treat yourself to some takeaways. Do you want to come into the big smoke, Linda?
I was wondering whether it would be considered essential travel just to drive to Auckland to buy like a week's worth of laksa and then drive home again with it. That's not unreasonable,
I think I've got this right. It's level 3. You're allowed to travel around in your region now.
I don't think anyone's going to pull you over. Don't you?
Yeah, I know what you mean. What are the rules again? Okay, but you have the drought on your mind. This gave me a bit of a fright as well, this announcement this week that Aucklanders are not going to be able to use their hoses.
Yeah, well, it's been, I mean, I suppose because we've had our mind on other slightly more important things, the fact that it hasn't been raining very much has probably passed lots of people by. Obviously, gardeners tend to be more in tune with the situation because things start wilting. But from next Saturday, which this strikes me quite odd because you don't often get a week's notice that you're going to be put on a kind of water lockdown, but from next Saturday, Aucklanders aren't allowed to water their gardens, so no outdoor hoses are allowed. And so I guess you could water your garden this week if it needs it, because you won't be able to do it after that. But where I live in Hunua, it was just across the valley from the main water reservoirs, and we took the dog for a walk up there the other day, and it's unbelievable how low the water level is. It's so low that they have these big safety fences around the spillway to stop people from going near it. And those safety fences are probably 3 or 4 metres out of the water, so you could actually just walk around. So I've never seen it like that. And I mean, my husband's lived in Hunua for 25 years, and, you know, we've got a river that runs through our wetlands, completely dried up for the first time ever. And we've only had about 260 mils, I think, of rain so far this year, and half of it fell this week. So
it was a huge dump. When I saw how much rain was coming down this week, I thought, oh, well, that'll solve it. But I heard the news, it only made about a 1% difference to those water reservoirs.
Yeah, you can't even tell that it's had any rain at all. But we are obviously going into winter, so there will be more rain. So I doubt we're going to run out as such. But I guess they're just trying to manage the usage until we get that rain.
Okay, an interesting time to think about tree planting, Linda.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you know, what can you actually get on with? And I mean, this seems completely counterintuitive after talking about a lack of rain, but autumn is the best time for planting trees. And it's usually the time of the year where we think about trees, because if you're out and about going for walks, there's leaves falling everywhere, and we usually get some lovely colour. But because we've had this drought, not so much of a great display this year. Lots of trees are just dropping their leaves as opposed to making it look pretty. And so I thought, yeah, maybe now is the time to think about the trees that you love and maybe planting one. And, you know, I don't know about you, but it's quite a nice thing to do ceremonially, is plant a tree for a special reason.
Yes.
So, you know, when people give birth, they often put the placenta under a tree, or if someone dies, people plant a memorial tree. So I thought maybe we could all plant coronavirus lockdown trees to remind us of the strange times we've been living.
Good. What would be an appropriate species of tree to commemorate the lockdown, I wonder?
Well, I guess you could plant something Chinese if you wanted to. I mean, anything, to be honest. I think what's really nice about planting trees now is that you are investing in the future. And it's hard not to sound a little bit poetic and cuckoo. But, you know, when you plant a tree in winter, you're usually planting a bare stick. So you go to the garden centre and you spend like $50 and you get a bag with a stick in it and you bring it home and plant it. But then come spring, you know, you get that lovely growth or blossoms or fruit trees if you want to. And I was going for a walk with my sister in our extended bubble today, and she was saying, well, maybe we should all be doing time capsules and the kids could put in, you know, some things from what's been unusual about the last few weeks, and we could plant a coronavirus time capsule. Because I've been talking to my kids and they don't understand. When, you know, they said to me, when was the last time we were in lockdown, Mum? And I'm like, well, we never have been in our entire life. So
I'm happy to recommend, by the way... Happy to recommend a little journal called My Lockdown Diary, which lots of kids are using, and it's got a bit of that sense to it, you know, asking them to think about things they might not otherwise think about and write down things. It's free online for people who want to look it up. But yes, you're right. It seems normal now. We've got used to it being normal, but one day it will seem deeply, deeply weird.
Well, we can all hope that this is the only time in their lifetime that we go into lockdown because of a global pandemic. But who's to say?
Do you know, I got a dream text message a couple of nights ago from a friend who said, hey, I have to take a bunch of titoki trees, 4 metre titoki trees, out of my property. Would you like them? So that was about the loveliest thing that I've ever got, a message I've ever received, because I love titoki trees, and they're going to arrive at my house next week, and we're going to put them in, and they're already bushy, and maybe they'll be my coronavirus trees, Linda.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the other thing about tree planting, is that, you know, most of us have had more time on our hands than ever before in our lives and possibly ever again. And usually what happens with trees is that you go to the garden centre and you impulse buy. You go, oh, that looks nice, and you grab it, chuck it in your car, sometimes poking out the window, and get it home. Mm. But because we can't actually go into tree nurseries and garden centres just yet, it's a good time to maybe dig the hole and get ready for it, and then actually spend some time thinking about the tree that you really want, as opposed to just going and grabbing something straight off, you know, off the aisle. So if it's a fruit tree maybe that you've always wanted, now's the time to think, right, I'm going to write a list and I'm going to get that and go off and find one.
And I guess, what do you think about? You think about the place where it's going, so how much sun it's going to get, I suppose, what you want to get out of the tree, how big you want it to be, maybe you know, how much or how well it's going to respond if you have to cut it back.
Yeah, and a lot of the times it's about just choosing the right tree for the right spot. So if you've got a city garden, obviously you probably don't want to be growing, you know, a Cody. Although, you'll probably die before it gets to be a problem for you or the neighbours. So there's things like that. But also, if you've got a city garden, you might want to have an evergreen tree, so it gives you privacy all year round, as opposed to deciduous trees, which lose all their leaves in winter. And we often, you know, you often think that you spend more time in your garden in summer, just hanging out and entertaining and stuff. But actually, in winter, we're desperate for all the sun we can get, and so it's a good idea, if you've got a small garden, not to shade it out with a massive big tree, or even just an evergreen tree, full stop. So make sure you put your titoki in on your boundary that doesn't block all the sun out.
No, hopefully just be blocking out the neighbour's house. Thank you, Linda. Yes. Nice to chat to you. Really good to talk today, and have a lovely weekend. Good luck with that big meat locker.
Thank you.